It's going to sound funny tonight, but welcome to the show. Let me take them off. Welcome to the show. It is me, your girl, Labora Lee, a.k.a. Cat Lee, and...
I have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
Period. Let's go. I understood something tonight, which is crazy. It's going to sound crazy. But y'all know how our grandmothers used to be holding their glasses to the tip of their noses. And then they were just looking at stuff. And we just, it's a grandma pose, right? So in September, I will be 45. But what I understand tonight... is, you know, sometimes we gotta adjust our glasses. I don't care how much you go to the doctors to try to understand your eyeballs at the point. You're gonna adjust them because you need to read the way you need to read to what you need to read. But I just understood this tonight. Hi, babies. I'm adjusting my glasses tonight. I was not ready for that to happen. Okay, so I probably should have kept my glasses on for a second. But we are here. We are wet. We are wired. We got some things to talk about. And we got some things to talk about tonight. If you have been here, do you understand what we're talking about? If you have not been here, we've been diving into, because you know, on Wet and Wired Wednesdays, we get into the court cases. And if you are a celebrity, sorry. No, I'm not sorry. If you are a celebrity and you have a court case to be discussed, then we're discussing it. This is what we are doing here on a Wednesday night. I feel like if you break the law and you're acting crazy, then you need us to discuss what you got going on. I feel like that's where we are with it. Now, it's usually called, I don't know, Doc is on to something, though. He's not here right now, but he'll be here shortly. But I feel like Doc is on to something. I don't want to call it a wiretap because I'm not tapping you. Weirdos phones. I'm not, but it's, so this is why it is what it is right now. It's why I want to say. If you are out here breaking the law and you have a court case that I can find, I'm finding it and I'm talking about it. It's just what it is, what it is, what it is. You shouldn't be breaking the law and you should not be bringing harm to nobody. 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 You should not be like, listen. And if they're bringing a court case against you, and let me make sure everything is good. I want to make sure everything is, you know, where it's supposed to be. But if you are breaking the law and there is a court case available for me to read, then guess what? Because I'm nosy, I'm reading it. Sorry, you shouldn't have broke the law. Oh, dog baby, what you doing up in here? Oh, and I see you in the oh my gosh. I'm ready to talk about and discuss because you is. Oh, Doc, baby. Oh, you're showing off tonight. What is happening? I was expecting for you to be... Okay. We'll talk about that in a second. Doc said my audio and my video is good. Hi, baby. Listen, I wasn't even expecting you to be here this early. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? But anyway, if you... are out here doing harm to another person and using your celebrity status to do so, I'm talking about it, Bookie Booskin. Sorry. I'm talking about it. What is that? Doc, you are supposed to be somewhere else and you are here, baby. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't. But anyway, it is Wet and Wired Wednesday. We've been more wired than we've been wet. I don't know. We have a little bit of both right now. But my bookie Booskins is in the building. Ah! Doc, we're going to talk about this. Oh, and my toe just cracked. And I'm going to talk about that too. My toe and the cracking of my toe is something extraordinary. But anyway, let me just say this to y'all. You should join the conversation. You should. It's just, it's important. You should join the conversation. It's a good conversation sometimes. Aww. Oh, I'm going to put that on the screen in a minute because it's so cute and sweet. All right, give me a second, Doc. Give me a second. But you should be a part of this conversation because we talk about some things from time to time, and it's a very important conversation that that should be had. Drop your comments, and I will share them on the screen. I'm about to do that in a minute. I just don't want it. It felt good again. I don't know what's going on. I'm a big toe. I'm going to do it in a second, though. I just wanted to be this. I want that to be special for her. So I'm not going to say it right now. But you can drop a comment or you could call in. You can send a text. I will read it live on air. If you call in, just know that you will be live on air. 443-850-4828. 443-850-4828. You can ask me to drop the link. I might, if you're on your best behavior. I might. You gotta be on your best behavior, though. That's all I'm saying. We don't have time for that. We don't. We've seen some outrageous and we're not. If you want to contact us for any reason whatsoever, even the management situation, this is where you can contact us up. My management will hit you up. I will hit you up. I will hit you up personally. Contact@ambitiouslyent.com. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. period. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. We need it. We want it. We need it. Join our coffee community. I will put that up later, not right now. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. I gotta bring my baby in here. No, before we bring my baby up in here, we gonna wish her a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mom! I wish I said, no, because Doc said we gotta do it a certain kind of way, so we gotta do it a certain kind of way. Hold on. Let me get us right. Happy birthday! I don't know what you want to hit, though, because, you know, I'm not going to hit her with the early. I'm going to hit her with the happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And I'm going to hit you with the other one just because it's your birthday. I'm going to wait for that one to drop. But happy birthday, boo. Oh, my gosh. I love birthday. Birthdays are the best. And I'm going to hit you with this just because it's your birthday. Happy birthday, AU Big Purr. And we're going to say her name. Mrs. Terry Davis, happy birthday. Oh, my gosh. You know, another year is always a blessing, AU Big Purr. Another year is always a blessing. I don't care. If they are family, AU Big Purr. Happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday. Let me bring my baby up in the building. This is his people's. I just wanted to do it without him in the building. Hi, Doc. Hold on. Hi, Doc, baby.
Hey, what's up, Kat? Thank you very much for doing that. Greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate
it. No, listen. Birthdays are the best. You know, we celebrate all these other Americanized holidays, but I feel like birthdays are like the most, because this is the day that you know that you were born, you were here. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Wow.
Yeah. Right. Happy birthday. Birthdays are the best. So, thank you for being here, because you shouldn't have been here.
Well, I had already made this plan, but I already told them what was going on and all that stuff. The only thing I'm really missing is the food, because they were still cooking when I left. So, but my brother, he's going to bring me some food. It's his birthday tomorrow, too, so we got a back-to-back situation. But
wait, and I'm not even doing a show tomorrow because I want to do a happy birthday to him, too. Oh.
No, goodness.
Well, happy birthday to you too, boo.
Yeah, happy birthday to my brother, early one, I guess, too.
Yeah, happy early birthday. At least you get a plate.
Yeah.
Plates is good.
Yeah.
Listen, I be talking about how I be walking these 8 miles, but I'm greedy as hell. I want all the food.
All the food, all the cake, all those things.
I want it. I want it. I want all the food. I'm hungry. And people be getting it twisted because of my size, but I be like, nah, my ninja. I'm greedy. I want to eat everything. God, it's just the food there. I want a plate. Like, listen, why do we be so hard on Rock about my tacos? I'm hungry.
Rock I'll be wanting through to in eat. And out though. Rock needs to show up and just make the whole
and
thing.
And even playing with my budget. Taco status, like, no, don't play with my. We're not going to talk about him. He's giving me a headache right now because I be wanting my tacos. I'm hey, hungry.
Salute the Rock.
People be, you gave me a leg. No, I want to eat.
Look, Rock, he may not provide the tacos when you need them, but they're always on time.
They do be on time because sometimes he surprised me and I'll be like, ah! But listen here, the way to my heart is food. I like to eat. And I don't want y'all to ever get it twisted. Don't ever get them 8 miles misconstrued. A girl walks, but the more I walk, the more I want to eat. I like to eat.
It's a balance. You got to do a balance.
Yeah, that's that Libra. Libra, gang, gang, gang.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Hey, you big part.
We got to balance that shit out, and I need to eat. And I need to eat. I need to eat. So, yeah, food, one thing that me and my family have understood within our family balance is, like, food is, we need our sustenance.
Yeah. We need to eat. When family get together, everybody hangs out in the kitchen, and we playing music, people are cooking, and having the business, and catching up, and making jokes, and cracking jokes, and it's a good time, good time, good time.
It is. But the important part is we need to eat. Okay. All right. So getting back into this.
The craziness. The craziness of Did He Do It?
Oh. And listen. So today is, I'm going to bring some other stuff into tonight as well. But, you know, I like to, while we're off of camera, like to go and listen to everybody's conversations and see where I can tie them in together, because I don't listen to everybody. I needed to make sense. So I went back and I listened to Gene Dale. So if you know who Gene Dale is, you know who Gene Dale is?
I do not know who Gene Dale is. So
okay. So Gene Dale was the security guard. I want to say, I don't want to give the years of when he left Diddy, but he was Diddy's security guard. He was the security guard that was on staff when Biggie lost his life.
So this gentleman would know a lot then.
Right, and a little bit after that. So, like, this is why I try to tie in. I try to listen and not necessarily go off of just basically what I heard, but I'm a logical person. So I needed to all tie in together for me. And so tonight we're going to talk about some more in this court case, but then I'm going to make... You'll get it.
Okay, I'm standing by waiting. I'm curious about the connections, the dots that you love to connect. At least from here to here.
You know I'm nosy. So tonight we're gonna get into the harassment and the grooming. This is why the title is what it is, because we need to talk about this. Last week we talked about the studio at
in LA.
The studio incident, and you gave me a lot because I was really trying to look for my body parts. I needed to make sense. But as I was listening to and doing my research and all of that good stuff, it was making a lot of sense. So I want to get into this. Mr. Jones was
SH'd.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, babes. And assaulted by Mr. Combs.
Basically, Mr. Jones was Me Too'd by Mr. Combs. He was Me Too'd by Mr. Combs.
This is why I need Doc here, because I swear to goodness, I didn't know how I was going to say this. I did not know.
Mr. Jones's Me Too.
It's a bit much. It's a bit much. But yeah. Throughout his time living, because that's a very crucial part of the situation, he was living with Mr. Combs.
And that is still weird to me.
Thank you. And I need you to hold that and save that for us for what I'm going to say.
That was weird.
So throughout his time from living with Mr. Combs, Mr. Jones was the victim of constant unsolicited and unauthorized groping and touching on his booty hole. Can I say that? Is that?
Well, you can use the medical term. It did say the anus, which is extremely, that's an interesting term that they use, because if it is that, that means it's the this type that of, not just this type. That's, when I read this, the word they use, I was like, that's up in there.
Yeah. I can use the medical terms, though.
Yeah, you can use the medical terms.
So the anus. Because it's not your cheeks.
And that's what made this statement really weird. Because, all right, you being groped and touching, I would assume they would have said buttocks. But they literally went to the medical term of up in there.
Your anus?
That's extremely weird. That's weird.
Okay, and this is why all of this cases get ready to go everywhere for me. You know, hold on. Let me make sure all of my so I can make sure I hit your anus.
That's
not
too much,
the planet.
Too
much. Not the planet Uranus. Your anus. I wanted to make sure it was very clear in what I was saying. You're okay. All right, we good. So he said, let me repeat, throughout his time of living, that's the first part that I want us to hold on, with Mr. Combs, Mr. Jones was the victim of constant unsolicited and unauthorized groping and touching of his anus. How do we feel about this, Doc?
I already said this. You know, the other word that kind of stands out that's interesting to me, unauthorized. So was that sometimes it was authorized and other times it wasn't? Like, was it authorized in private? And was it unauthorized in public or when others were around? But
those, what does that mean?
If something is unauthorized, that potentially means that sometimes it was authorized.
Yeah.
And that's this how is, I look at it.
This is the point. Oh, we here. We saying eye to eye. We,
yeah.
Okay. So let's move on. These events took place in, and this is the part that keeps fucking me up. Oh, sorry, I'm early. I didn't mean it.
Now you good.
This
you good.
Is the part that keeps messing me, but it's messing with my head a little bit. Because this is the part that keeps messing me up, right? So mm-hmm. These events took place in LA, New York, and Florida, and the United States Virgin Islands. And remember, we talked about how the seas work.
Yes, out in the open ocean, the rules are different.
So, I'm not going to say three. I'm going to say four. He's recounting four different situations. And y'all know I'm not an advocate for Diddy. I'm not. I read three different... Three?
Mm-hmm.
Different cases. All and right. In those cases... I did not hold bias. I just read the cases for what they were reading for. But this one is different. And in this case, you telling me you went from LA, New York, Florida, and then the Virgin Islands. So that means y'all had to get to the Virgin Islands, which means y'all were on the boat.
Yep, yep.
Okay, so we're going to keep going. In addition to the unsolicited and unauthorized touching, Mr. Jones was forced by Mr. Combs to work in Mr. Combs' bathroom as Mr. Combs walk around. So he's saying Mr. Combs walked around naked and showered in a clear glass enclosure. I have one of those showers, by the way. Not that I'm not breaking those, but I have a clear shower. And even in my happenstances to have clear shower casing. Well, no, actually, I have a glass shower casing, but I still have shower curtains. Mm-hmm. And when they come in, like my family members come in, and then they come in while I'm taking a shower, it's like, shh. Even, and we're all girls.
Yeah. So this statement right here is funny to me because you're a producer. I'm assuming you're making beats, maybe, or I don't know what level of producer, but the acoustics in a bathroom, unless you're just singing in the shower, the acoustics in the bathroom, I don't think they would be conducive to you making beats or tweaking or sound engineering something in the bathroom, let alone while somebody is taking a shower. On top of that, the work conditions, like, wait, where am I supposed to set up my gear? What am I supposed to work at? Oh, go to the bathroom.
Right. That's, I got to put all this on the vanity.
There you go.
And I then mean, I got, and with me putting it on the vanity, I got to worry about all of my equipment getting wet still.
Damaged. Yes.
And then you think about how when you're taking a shower, it gets steamy and all of that stuff.
The moisture from the shower, the humidity, all that. It's weird. It's just weird. Like, you, did he have to work in the bathroom to all four locations? I mean, outside from the Virgin Islands, because they was on the yacht at the time. But did he have to work in the bathroom in LA? Well, maybe not, because that's where the one incident took place. But he was close to the bathroom. Did he have to work in the bathroom in New York? Did he have to work in the bathroom in Florida?
Let me say this. I have equipment. When I do this show, it's equipment. The reason why y'all hear those sound effects and all of that, I have equipment. I would never, because I paid money for this equipment, I would never, ever in my life take this equipment. And I got a travel size equipment too. I would never take that in the bathroom.
Never.
Never. Austin and John Doe told y'all, like, he told y'all he's sitting here, and I never told nobody in my life what I have going on over here. I try not to be braggadocious, right? He told y'all
what it looked like. Yeah, he said, you look like you the CIA surveillance home people. Shout out to Austin and John Doe.
Austin and John Doe, shout out to him. Hi, baby. I would never take any of my equipment to my bathroom. Fuck y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all to death. Sorry, I'm cussing. I'm early, but
you good? No, you good? You in the clear?
I am. Okay, yes, good. You can
let it roll. Let it roll. Let it go.
Fuck y'all. I love y'all to death, but ain't no way in hell I'm taking any of my equipment that I paid thousands of dollars for to my bathroom. I don't care. I don't care how old it gets. I'm not taking it to the bathroom.
No.
You gonna be in here or you not gonna be in here? And if you're not in here, if it's a happenstance that we're not in here, then that means I got my travel equipment and I got the small pack to take with me. Like, I'm not. So what was going on in the bathroom? I got questions. I got questions. All right. So in addition to, okay. So what we said was, in addition to the unsolicited and unauthorized touching, Mr. Jones was forced by Mr. Combs to work in Mr. Combs' bathroom, which we said, I'm not taking none of us. So I don't know how I felt about that. As Mr. Combs walked around naked and showered in a clear glass enclosure, and it makes it impossibly harder for me because I have a glass enclosure. So this Okay. It makes it harder for me. And when we finish this podcast tonight, I'm going to get in my glass enclosure tonight. As a heterosexual Christian man, I hate when they add that in there. You know how I feel about that. As a heterosexual Christian man, Mr. Jones was uncomfortable with Mr. Cone's advances and expressed his discomfort to Mr. Combs, chief of staff, Christian Karam. I don't hope that I said her name right. I don't give a shit. We're gonna call her KK from this point on. Okay. Her name is KK for the rest of this conversation. So KK. KK responded to Mr. Jones' complaint with, you know, Sean will be Sean.
That's a wild what? Statement. That's a wild what? Statement.
What? So, you might be cool with it, bitch. Sorry. I could cuss now. Yeah. Bitch, you might be cool with it, but I'm not cool with it. I don't give a fuck what you cool with, whore. But I'm not cool with it. Sorry.
My whole thing with that is she's just like, you know, Sean will be Sean. So wait, what have you seen? What are you aware of? And this is normal behavior to you? This, like,
so you're chief of staff. Bitch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not cool.
One curiosity I do have is if anything ever happened to this person, KK.
KK! She gonna be the first to go. I'm gonna just tell y'all, she gonna be the first to go because she know too much. Okay. Remember what we was talking about last night about how the system
works? The system works, the snitches, and...
She gonna be the first to go because she know too much. Bitch, yeah. What you mean? Sean just being Sean. The fuck, Sean? Nigga, this is weird.
Yeah. Like, got me working out the bathroom and stuff.
My equipment getting all steamy and shit. Bitch, fuck you. I love my equipment. Bitch, fuck you and Sean. Well, I'm saying that because I pay for my shit personally, but fuck you and Sean. KK responded to Mr. Jones' complaint with, all right, you know, you Sean will be Sean. Fuck you, Sean. KK also attempted to downplay Mr. Combs' groping of Mr. Jones' anus. And I got so much to say about this. Anus. This is medical term, so I can say it. Mr. Jones' anus and genitals as friendly horseplay. What the fuck is that?
That's
okay.
Not
let me finish. Let me finish this section. As horseplay, what the fuck is fucking my head up? That is fucking my head up. Okay.
It's crazy. It doesn't make sense. It's wild.
It's friendly horseplay, stating that those acts were Mr. Cone's way of showing that he likes you. to Mr. Jones.
You know what this reminds me of? You remember the episode of the Boondocks when they were parodying the Scared Straight when the one dude, the booty eater, was like, if I like you, I want you.
I want you.
That's what this is.
We can do this in the easy way.
Do it the hard way.
What the
I like you and I want you. That's basically all he said. He said, look, Diddy said, I like you and I want you.
And I want
you. What I'm gonna do.
And she said, it's just horseplay.
Yeah, it's just Sean being Sean.
What the fuck is going on right now? Okay. So despite the assurance on several occasions, Mr. Combs began to undress and walk around the house naked. Listen, KK would say, okay, I'm leaving now, and she would disappear. KK, the fuck is going on right now? I'm sorry. Let me get back to reading. What the fuck is happening right now? So the man was walking around the house butt-ass naked, and then KK was like, it's my time to disappear. Bye.
That sounds like a setup.
KK's hypocrisy is breathtaking at best or enabling at worst. Oh, you think?
Very much just Giselle vibes. Giselle with Epstein vibes, too.
We get back to them, by the way. Don't ever get it twisted. We just had to stop for this because it was crazy. And I had to read it. We get back to them. Virginia, we didn't forget about you, bitch.
Virginia number two.
We ain't forget. What the fuck? I don't know. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I apologize in advance. This is just... It's intense! This shit is intense. So Mr. Jones believed that KK aided and abetted in Mr. Combs' sexual assault. Of him, and was working with Mr. Combs to groom him into accepting a homosexuality relationship. Throughout the homosexuality acts, one would say that Mr. Combs has a pattern and practice in engaging in such nefarious activities. This ongoing conduct shows that Mr. Combs cannot be rehabilitated. Oh, they want you to go to jail.
Yeah, that last line is a hard hitting one because it says this dude does deviant acts. Deviant. And he does it all the time, consistently. He cannot be rehabilitated. There's no reason for this person to be walking on the streets, walking on this earth, walking around his place butt naked while I'm in the bathroom trying to produce records. This is crazy.
They said he cannot be rehabilitated. And judging by all of the court cases that we read prior,
it's getting rid of it. It sounded like that.
This is insane. Listen, I didn't even get to the grooming part. I just did. And we got, okay, I might can read these grooming parts real quick. I just got through the harassment part. Okay, let's get through the grooming. I'm going to do this and try to do this within a certain amount of time because I got to show my people some love. Mr. Combs attempted to groom Mr. Jones into engaging in homosexuality activities. Is that a better way to state it?
You can read what they said. They said engaging in gay sex.
That's what they said on it. Thank you. I'm glad you're here because you can say the things that I try to be nice about it. But...
After you learn all the curse words fly, you try to be nice about it.
This is salacious. Mr. Combs was aware that Mr. Jones looked up to and idolized producer Stephen. Oh, they said his name. Oh, no.
Yes, they did.
They said his name.
Put out the Dior.
You name a kid in their brand, I'm saying it. Producer Stephen Aaron Jordan. Y'all don't know who that is. It's Stevie J. The husband of Faith Evans Wallace. the baby daddy of Jocelyn Hernandez and
ex-boyfriend Mimi. Of Eve.
Mimi Frost.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Shower curtain Mimi Frost. She was doing it. Okay.
Oh, look, I don't know. Look, I'm on Jocelyn's thing with that. Like, mate, what are you doing here?
I watched that was hilarious. I watched that video. Mimi Frost. She might. Okay. And I got a lot of things to say about Mimi. I love Mimi. I love the shit out of Mimi. Stop playing with her. Stevie J is an American DJ, record producer, and TV personality. I just gave y'all all of his... Okay. Stevie J was a part of the Bad Boy Records Productions hit team, The Hitman. In 1997, Stevie J won a Grammy Award for his work with Puff Daddy's debut album. Throughout the 1990s, Stevie J produced for several artists, including Mariah Carey, Tevin Campbell, Biggie, the Notorious B.I.G., 112, Jodeci, which they have been coming up in so many of my court cases.
Yeah, if it does with Diddy, it comes up with Jodeci a lot.
Jodeci been in my court cases. Faith Evans, which is his wife, Jay-Z, and Eve, which they have a video. Stevie J was one of the producers on the Love album. Ooh, we already know that they've been saying that he's been all up in. Okay. All right. It's been said that Stevie got some issues, but whatever. Mr. Combs used access to Stevie J as his acknowledge of Mr. Jones' adorations for Stevie J. To groom and entice Mr. Jones to engage in homosexuality.
Crazy.
Mr. Jones went so far as to share a video of Stevie J. How do I say this, Doc?
You want me to look? Mr. Combs went so far. Mr. Jones went, Mr. Combs, this is alleged. Mr. Combs went so far to share a video of Stevie J anally penetrating a Caucasian male. And for those who don't have the documents, there is a still image of what appears to be a scene from that situation that occurred. But I'll let you finish reading the rest of that statement.
Thank you, because I didn't know how I was going to read that one right there. It was a lot.
No, I told you when I started reading ahead to be prepared, I was like, yo, what the?
And listen, I read it ahead, but I was like, how am I going to read this? And I still don't know at this very moment how to read that shit. And I be cussing.
Yeah, you be cussing. Look, go ahead. Look, finish that with the without. Let's see how you're going to do that part.
I didn't know how to do without contraception.
But no, it's the next line that's funny to me.
Without contraception. That means he didn't have the lambskin. He didn't have the latex. They saying without.
No lifestyle, no Magnum, no what else is it? A Durex, none of that. But this next line is what's weird. It's funny to me.
And I gotta read it. Okay.
You to get the love out. Look, give the love out like Stevie J was giving the love out, apparently. Allegedly.
So it was done to ease Mr. Jones' anxiety concerning homosexuality, because I could say that. According to Mr. Combs, this is a normal practice within the music. But it's not a lie. This is not a lie. Allegedly, but it's not a lie. this is a normal practice in the music industry. Look, even Stevie J is doing it.
Look, even Stevie J doing it. He doing it. You can do it. Look, no condoms. Ease. Is this the ease you in? You can do it, right?
I got some. Okay, because I told you. I am not biased to the toy game. And when the toy game come into play, it's some things that you got to add to. And I feel like they had, I'm not going to name it specifically, but he was like, I even got these. All right. and Gene Hill even said they went into a toy shop. And even though Diddy went, okay. Mr. Combs informed Mr. Jones that they had engaged in a sexual, intercourse with rapper Redacted. We not leaving this until I explain the redactions. I'm sorry, we gonna go over a little bit tonight because I'm explaining these redactions tonight. R&B singer Redacted. And Stevie J. Why is Stevie J not redacted? Maybe he didn't come and get his name redacted.
Oh, I thought you was gonna stop that sentence there. Maybe he didn't come. I thought you was gonna let that one ride. I didn't know what you was gonna say.
No, I was just thinking, like, you know, these two redacted people, they had time and they was like, nah, I don't put my name in the court case, and so they filed for the redaction. And Stevie J, because he should be so high on Snoop's name, he didn't care.
Stevie J was like, whatever.
He was high and like he didn't pay attention to what was going on. Because why is his name not redacted, but the other two are? But no, okay. I digress. Mr. Combs promised to make sure that Mr. Jones wins producer of the year at the Grammys if he engaged in this activity. What kind of power did Puff got that he can promise somebody a Grammy? Beyonce has won all of the Grammys. She's won all of the Grammys, but the one Grammy that she didn't win was
Album of the Year when Taylor Swift won.
Artist of the Year or Album of the Year?
Album of the Year. I think it was Album of the Year by with Taylor Swift.
And it's Beyonce.
Yeah.
And she been like, this is the queen of queens. Like, she do it all. She like the female Michael Jackson. And she didn't win that one award. How are you promising my somebody a Grammy, my ninja?
Well, apparently Beyonce is maybe not Diddy's type.
She's not obviously his type.
Hey, look. Dot, 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 connect, connect, connect. Dot, 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 connect, connect, connect.
And see, Dot, you started some shit tonight because I was gut ready to say even she's not. All right.
Hey, look, where you want to go?
I'm not going there tonight. Following the screenshots of the video of Stevie J checking in the booty hole, because I don't know. So he smashed in the booty hole of a Caucasian male that Mr. Combs provided to Mr. Jones. Let's get to these redacted, and then I'm gonna get to the other things, and we gonna close it out on that because it was a lot. That was a lot to take in, right?
Yes. And it, look, pun intended. Doo doo.
That was a lot to take in. So the first person that was redacted It said he is a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj. Like we don't know who the fuck that is.
Who could that be? Who could that be? You know what I'm having about this redaction?
What?
Dreams and nightmares. That's what I'm having about this redaction.
Dream and nightmare situation. But the redaction was not vague. So was the redaction necessary? You just should have put that in the...
Okay. It's like, what's the point of redacting it if you're going to give this specific information of who it could be?
It said, the first redaction said he was a Philadelphia. He from Philly. Ain't many rappers that got that big out of Philly. Well, it's a couple. But that big.
And then dated who?
And dated Nicki Minaj. And Nicki been on her one. She been on her ones and twos too. So we already knew who it was. Why y'all playing with us? Why y'all playing with us?
Rhyme like this.
And I knew I hated that nigga from the beginning. When my cousin was graduating and that was part of her graduation situation and they got pumped, I was like, yeah. Whatever. All right. The second person he performed at the Super Bowl and had a successful Las Vegas Regency.
Look,
that's so recent. Like, what do we?
And we know this one is not the person that is in debt with Las Vegas casinos. So,
Bruno Mars, baby, what are we doing? I'm sorry, but I gotta talk about him real quick. What are we doing? So you went to perform, man, just the older money. Shut up. What are we doing? No, it ain't him.
It's not him. Because this one had a successful one. The other one didn't have such a successful one.
Went to the, what is called the Puffy Camp.
Yeah.
And would never have sent his sons there. This one performed at a Super Bowl and had a successful. And it was successful because all them bitches was like,
He was winning.
Vegas Regency. I hope he wasn't gambling while he was there because that's just redundant. We know who it is. We know who the fuck it is. Like, why are y'all redacting these people and then making it very obvious? It just makes no sense. And then the last one, this writer is in the profession of video and will provide a copy of the court document. So it's more that we have to get into so we all can know who that is. But them two?
Yeah.
We know who they are. We not.
It, yeah.
They didn't make it that.
And look, to add the rest of the fuel to the fire, there are 1, 2, 3 screenshots of the Stevie J situation with what appears to be a Caucasian male.
And thank you for saying that, because let me say this. There is a worker, and I'm trying to be nice, and a male, and he's a male worker, because I feel like that could round it all about what he does. He said that's not Stevie J.
Oh, okay.
But they do the same facial expressions. And y'all know that facial expression that Stevie. Stevie!
Oh, Splinter, the rat face king. I'm just saying.
I didn't want to choke off my water, but.
Okay, no problem.
He ain't nowhere. But he said that's him, that's not Stevie J. There are some other updates. I will be giving those up. As a matter of fact, I'm going to just put them on the app so that y'all can see them. So some other intricate updates to the situation. But we will be going through this because I got to show my people some love, and we are showing our behinds. We still got to get to the, so we went through the grooming. We went through the harassment. We going to talk about Thanksgiving next and some more stuff. And then maybe if I could squeeze the updates in there, because it's a lot to take in from this. This is a lot.
Yeah, squeeze the updates in and a lot to take in. I can understand.
It's a lot.
People in this city can't probably understand too.
All right, I believe you, but at the same time, it's some questions I got about you, sir, and what was happening about you, sir. How did you get... Okay. All right. You know what?
Yeah, how did you...
I got questions. I do. I have some serious questions. This is the first one that I went through with Diddy where I really had a lot of questions. And the reason being is, though, because although I believe what he's saying, I still have questions about how you...
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I got questions. And then I sat down and I listened to Gene Dale. And Gene Dale, if you don't know who Gene Dale is, he used to be security for Diddy. He know a little bit of... I got questions. Like, even down to... sorry, Misha, and I don't have you. You are an icon in my mind because you paved the way for a lot of the hip hop fashion. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, girl, you helped me create what is going to be me. Although I'm still stuck into my swan mode, which is like debutante. Okay, whatever. But she did usher in, and I've been talking about Misha for a minute, but I ain't gonna lie. We got Christian and we got Justin. Justin was the first one. And Justin does look like Wolf, and Gene Dale was around for all of that. And if Gene Dale's telling me that nigga look like Wolf, and he was there, he knew Wolf. I believe.
Interesting.
It's a lot of crazy. This is like a whole hip hop soap opera, and I don't know how to deal.
This is a hip hop horror.
So it's a lot. But anyway, I don't want to miss out on my peoples. Shout out to anybody who's watching from Facebook, Twitch, or YouTube. I love you. We are in a hip hop. No, this isn't soap opera too, because soap operas be horrors too, if you don't know. My mother used to watch General Hospital, Days of Our Lives. I forgot the other two.
As the World Turns.
There you go. And all
General Hospital.
If you think about it, somebody died, somebody got killed, somebody was in love trial. It was a lot. So it's a hip hop soap opera. On the low. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'm not here for it, but I'm here for it. I don't know.
Look, that's what Diddy said. You know what you're here for.
I don't know what I'm here for. I don't know. I don't know. At this point, it's just like crazy.
Diddy said, Mr. Jones. Diddy said, Mr. Jones, shall I remind you? Shall I remind you? Everybody does it. This is hip hop.
Blood in the bathroom, but no blood on the outside. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm glad you was here tonight to rock with me with it, because then you understand that I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm just reading and saying that's weird. That's weird, nigga. That's weird too. That's weird. He said that. That's
weird.
Yeah. That's extra weird.
What do you mean? We don't know. Are we in agreement that we don't know?
I agree. I don't know. It's just the wording of it, the verbiage of it, the images in it, the stories that are told. Because some of these stories, I'm like, it kind of relates to the other cases that have been read. But some of them is like, that's outlandish.
But, why were we here?
Exactly.
Why? No, when we know, when we put ourselves in this situation, I don't know. That's how soap operas were. My mother used to watch them back in the day. I was like, well, why? And I remember those as a small child trying to figure out, why the fuck are we here?
After the LA incident, it would have been more like, yo, I gotta get out of here.
Dude, it's no blood on the outside, but it's blood on the inside. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Why am I here? Why am I a part of this? And you're not gonna tell me he groped you. He groped. That means he was grabbing. Groping, if you don't know the definition of groping, he was grabbing your anus.
Too much. Crazy.
And your penis. Why was he doing that? Why was he in a position to do that? It's a lot.
Because KK said he likes you. That's why he likes you.
KK! Sorry, I can cuss them. Fuck KK. Sorry, KK. I don't even know you, but if you are co-signing to this bullshit, fuck you, KK. It's a lot. All right, we gotta get you some love because this is some bullshit. And so I got a lot of questions, but I want to get to the end of this case before I start asking my real questions. I got questions. I do. I have questions. All right. Well, let's get to our love. And then we will get back to my questions because I got questions. KK, fuck you, KK. All right. Let's get to the love notes. I'm sorry. We went a little over tonight, but I got questions. I got big questions. But how we got to calling this Love Notes is that I used to call it Love, and Doc called it Show Notes because he said that I had a stack of paper. No, these court cases is a stack of papers the size of composition notebooks.
Okay.
Fuck what I was doing. Doc said I had a stack of paper the size of composition notebooks. I did not. It was a lot of cities, a lot of states, and a lot of countries. I just condensed them now to countries because it's too many of y'all, but I love you so much. I want to give a big shout out to anybody who's watching from Facebook, Twitch, or YouTube. I love you guys.
Let me hit that like button.
Hey, you big bro. You better tell them that. You better tell them. I still got questions.
Hey, you big bro.
Question, but anyway, so he said I had a stack of papers the size of conversation notebook. We already know I did. And then we used to go back and forth because he called them show notes, I call it love, and then we just came to a compromise, and now we call it show notes. I'm fucked up, Doc. This is a lot.
Love notes, not show notes. What? You were traumatized by this case. I can understand.
I'm sorry. We call them love notes. And I want to show love to the people who listen to y'all don't get it messed up because I messed up tonight, but because of the it's a lot. Because of the situation that we are reading tonight, I'm allowed to get it messed up. I'm sorry. I love y'all so much, but these Diddy documents, did he do it? They just, in this one particularly.
Questionable.
I got a lot of questions. A lot of questions. But anyway, let's get to the love. Shout out to everybody that showed me love. I love you guys. Shout out to my stock six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, France, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Paris, specifically Belgium. I love you guys so much. Thank you. Oh, I love you both. Hi. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, Nepal. I love you all. Oh, my gosh. This is insane. I love you guys so much. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, China, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, Morocco. I love you, booze. Oh, and last but not least, Ghana, Finland, and the Cameroon. Oh, my gosh. I love that my DNA is all through my list. This is my DNA, and y'all about to stop playing with my DNA. Oh, my gosh. They playing with my DNA tonight, but all of my DNA is in this list. Well, not all of it, but most of my DNA is in this list. Stop playing with this. I am the world. Stop playing with me. Hey, you big purr.
Hey, you big purr.
I just need to let me put that on the screen real quick. Hey, you big purr. I am the world. Stop playing with me. This court case right here has my head messed up. I'm not gonna lie. Doc, it's messing with my head a little. I got questions. We are worldwide. And not redacted. We are not redacted over here, but obviously they are redacted and not redacted at the same time. I don't know how to feel about that. Are you redacted?
No, I'm not redacted. I ain't did none of this stuff.
None of this you, stuff. But them. Are they really redacted?
No, they, I don't even know what you call it, because it's like you redacted, but you told, like, hey, we don't know who he is, but he sometimes
we on the know tap in.
Yeah, he sometimes is on the tap in. His handle begins with a D and it ends in three numbers, and I think they're 912, but we're not sure. We're not sure.
We're not all the way sure, because we kind of redacted, but we not. This court case right here. If it was a circus that we ever talked about, this is the circus show that I can. I got the dudes. They walking on the tight line. This is a circus. What are we redacted?
Ringling Brothers. You got the trapeze artist. You got the bears walking on a ball. The clowns jumping out of a small car, or you not the clowns jumping out of a small car. You got the clowns crammed into a bathroom with studio equipment, trying to make music and write songs while allegedly Diddy walks around diddly do naked.
And I'm telling y'all, I love my equipment. I'm never gonna put my equipment on the bathroom where it's steamy, and I'm not gonna. This is a circus. I don't. I don't know what's going on. I don't. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know what's happening here, but I'm here for it. Because y'all know I'm nosy, and I like to read people's shit, but what the fuck are we doing here? This is a circus if I never... I gotta put this back on screen. This is a circus if I ever seen one. This is a circus. What the fuck? Even my travel equipment is not going in the bathroom. What the fuck are y'all talking about? Top flight, catch the vibes, don't catch. No, don't
catch. Easy words to live by. Easy words to live by.
If you catch a case, I'm reading it here on Ambitiously the Podcast, because I do that over here because I'm nosy. Don't take your equipment in the bathroom either. It's going to get ruined.
Along with other things. Along with other things getting ruined.
You might get the pop in the bathroom too, but Don't take your equipment in the bathroom. It's dangerous. He made it through. He made it through. He hit the sewer box.
But not unscathed. Not unscathed.
He do got PTSD and insomnia and some more things. Listen, it's crazy. Listen, we're going to get back to this. We're going to finish talking about it because there's some weird shit going on around me. I don't know. This is out of all the cases that I read on the, you know, as far as Diddy is concerned, this is the most entertaining one. I'll say that. I don't know if yes. I'm allowed to say that, but this is the most entertaining one. The other ones was like, okay, he did this, he did it, he did it. This one got a lot of...
Well, all right, I'm gonna ask you a fair question real quick. Is it more entertaining just because this is happening to a male compared to it happening to a female?
No, it's the details. It's
okay. Fuck, all right, female. I'll give you the details then. Yes,
if they had added all of these details into their court cases, and don't get it twisted, their court cases, I'm not saying they were boring, because there was a lot of shit with the Cassie shit. It was a it was a lot of shit in her shit. It was more shit in her shit. I don't know, because the Aaron Hall one was a little deep too. But it was a lot of shit in her shit.
Yeah.
But this one is very entertaining. This is a real circus. It's a lot. It's a lot going on in this one. And not only is it a lot going on in this one, we traveling on we on the seas. We in different states.
It's a lot. Yeah. We people.
I guess we would add on that he's a male. I guess we could add that point on. Then he done added some up to date so-called celebrities to this.
Yes.
This one is more entertaining than any one of the ones that I've read thus far. And I've run, if you haven't catched a show before on the Wet and Wyatt Wednesday, I've read cases. And especially cases concerning Diddy. But this one, by far, it's so entertaining that I can't just rush through the court. You're like, we gotta take our time through this shit.
Nah. The only thing that would make this slightly more interesting, which I gotta see, maybe this next segment, if you figure a way, you could show the screenshots of some of the stuff. The previous ones you couldn't show. Previous ones were graphic.
I can show some of them. I can't show all of them because some of them will, they already be trying to shadow ban me. Like, I was confused about something that happened earlier, which was I was looking for the video from last night. And I was like, where is it at? And we didn't even talk about for real. We,
yeah, it was just mafia, mob stuff. It was
PG for real. I found it, but not on my phone. So I think depending on how you look at it, it's how they, but I was looking like, where's our video? And then I couldn't see it. So,
yeah. So something's going on.
But that's okay, because it's going to be on the app, because that's what I figured out from that situation. It's like, fuck y'all. It's going to be on the app.
Okay.
You can't stop me from putting it on the app. Shut up. But.
Hey, you big purr.
Hey, you big purr. But this one is a circus. I like. Not on Diddy's side, but at the same time, it's some shit that I'm questioning on the other, on the, I'm not on the defensive side, but on the prosecutive side. I don't know how it feels. So we're going to keep reading this and we're going to keep detailing shit to see how we feel about how we feel, because it's weird.
Yeah, and the only other thing, I'm just beginning to question Mr. Jones's judgment in some situations.
I didn't want to say it yet. That's why
I'm not victim blaming. I'm just saying, some of these things you decided to continuously do is like, why, bro?
Like, why were you there? And how were you in these situations? Because you had to. Okay. Dot, let us get through. We got to keep going through the circus of a case.
Okay.
we got to keep going through this because I'm like, how, sir? You went to 3 states. And you was in the seas. I guess the Virgin Islands count as a state because it is a part of the United States.
No, remember, they was on the yacht. They was just on the yacht.
See what I'm saying? How did you get in all of these situations? Okay. All right. We gonna save it for later. I got questions, though. I have big questions. I have big, big questions about this specific case, not about the other ones, because I believe them shits. This one, I got questions. All right. I got questions. Let me say the things that I need to say real quick. You could join the conversations for the number, leave a text, or drop a comment, because we trying to rush through, because we did rush, but I got questions. Join the conversation, drop a comment, call in, or text 443-850-4828, 443-850-4828. You can ask me to drop a link. I will if you're on your best behavior. Maybe. I might be lying. I don't know. Obviously, it's some lies somewhere in this case, but whatever. You want to contact us for any reason, contact@ambitiouslyent.com, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. If I play a video, I have permission. I don't play random videos. These people send me their joints, and this is why I'm playing. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need all the likes, all the shares, and all of the subscriptions. We love you. Thank you in advance. Thank you. We should have a conversation on our Discord about specifically this. This is the conversation we should be having over there. Join our coffee community so we get this conversation, because I got questions. And maybe somebody can make me understand. I doubt it, but maybe. I'm reading the court case. And maybe, but probably not. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. I really want to get this conversation popping on Discord, because I feel like this is a good conversation to talk about. I got a lot of questions. Big shout out to our DJ. I'm about to holler at him to make sure everything is good, because we almost to Thursday, but I know we are. But big, big shout out to our DJ. He sent us some mixes that are incredible. And like I said, give him time, but he won't get into it. He got time. We ain't going nowhere. He said it. We said it. We will be here forever. Stop playing with us. DJ Rukazi, and let us know how you feel about these mixes. I hate to put this on the screen, but if you would like to donate to this podcast, $LURLUCIDITY, lore lucidity, it means to lure them in clearly. Allure, lucid. Allure means bring them in. Lucid means clearly. Allure lucidity, that's what it means. I'm taking that off the screen. I hate when that's on the screen. I'm gonna take this off because I like when you say it. This is better when you say it.
When I say what? Ain't you big purr?
Ain't you big purr is better when you say it, baby.
Ain't you big purr?
Ain't you big purr? And that's why I don't put that up on the screen and I wait for you to say it, because this is better when you say it.
Ain't you big purr to go? But I don't want to, I'm missing something.
We're going to get to it in a minute. I was tapping too quickly. Because I got questions and my mind is whatever.
You're going to need the stage after this case.
I don't know how to. Okay. Anyway, mind your business. Except for in this case, I need y'all to come in and tell me how, because this case is weird. Mind your business otherwise, though. Stuff on Media Mondays, The Tap In, and Wet and Wired. And we gonna change, we might need to change it to The Tap, Wire Tap, because
that's just a joke.
We might need to change it, though, because we all the people business. But Wet and Wired Wednesdays, because it's insane over here, and I got questions. Everybody's business is not your business, but in this case, we need everybody to be in this business because I got questions and I need some answers. But other than that, mind your business is a safe way to live. I got questions. I got a lot of questions. Love your babies, hug your babies, encourage your babies. My baby is about to be on spring break and she cannot wait. So tomorrow's Thursday and then she got Friday and then she's on spring break. She's super excited. I'm super excited too because I don't have to wake up early. I wake up every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning and I would like a break from that. So we going on spring vacation. We are on vacation, not just her. Me too. So I don't have to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I love it. I'll be trying to tell y'all, I really be over here working hard. Y'all don't know, but my days be, I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and then I go to bed at almost 1. I be tired, and so I'm excited about spring break. But anyway, love your babies, hug your babies, tell your babies that they are the, hold on, let me get my, no, because I like when Doc do it better, the GOAT. The greatest of all time. They're the greatest of all time. You listen, our babies need that encouragement. And I don't give a fuck if you got to wake up at 6 and go to bed at 1. You just got to do it. It's just what it is. Because that's your job as a parent to fucking do that. You idiot. Do it. You beat me because I was like, I'm about to regret saying this. Okay. He beat me to the point, so I just gotta say it. If your babies want to work for NASA, let me put this on the screen real quick. No, we ain't do it yet. We ain't put our telescope together. I'm gonna bring it downstairs so you can see it.
Accountability partner. You said you wanted accountability partner.
I do need it. I do need it. You be on point. We might know because I still got shows to do during the spring break. She on spring break. I'm not. I just get to sleep later. But if they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, freaking janitor, freaking secretary, or whatever it is that they do over there in NASA. It's space. They did on space, and y'all see these microscopes on the screen because I have a microscope. I got to put a telescope. I said microscope. I got a telescope that I got to put together that I haven't put together yet. But we're going to put it together. It's going to be a mommy and daughter project. We're going to get it together. But anyway, tell them to be the best at whatever it is. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, freaking commentator, or whatever the hell else they do over there in that car. They drive really fast. I don't know. The point is, tell them to be the best at whatever it is to think what to do. You dang going fucking telescopes. Tell them to be the best at whatever it is they're going to do. They need that encouragement. And then it's your job as a parent to encourage them to be great at whatever it is that they're going to be. Like, if you're not doing that, what the fuck are you doing? Like, dude, they're the next generation. It's your job to encourage them to be great so they can make you proud. Fuck you and worry about them. Stay in your lane. My lane is not your lane. My lane is actually not the lane that you want to be in because you jump in my lane. You're getting high all day. Let me tell you. I be trying to tell y'all, like, y'all don't want her. She's not nice. She's bitchy. She could be quite evil if you put her in a situation to be. Don't put her there. Don't poke the lion. Don't be coming into the den and poking the lion with the stick. You do not want her. You want her. One more time for the one time. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly and all like that stuff. Or at least her. Hey, you big purr. I'm just saying.
Hey, you big purr.
Hey, you big purr. You want the two latter. You don't want the first one. She evil as fuck. And I'm just saying. I'm just trying to save y'all. What usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision of who the fuck needs that? Nobody. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. You don't need that for me. We don't need that for me. So just stay in your fucking lane. That's all I'm saying. Stay in your lane. Don't worry about the battles. Worry about the war. Them small ass battles, you can lose a battle and live to fight another day, but the war is the bigger picture. Worry about the war, not the battle. And Mobb Deep already told y'all that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. And they also said you can run, but you can't hide. And I'm not going to do it tonight, even though I want to. In my soul, I really, really want to. And listen, I should have played. That's going to be the beginning of every show because it's a band and they did Shook Ones live band situation. And it was everything to me. I was in here like, oh, listen, I was going off. Oh, Mo done popped in the building. High. Oh, thank you, Mo. But this show is almost over, baby. Oh, but thank you, Mo. Listen. And I might play that at the beginning of the show from there on because it'll mesh well into what we're doing at the end of the show. But they said that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from. Y'all should listen to them. They were some smart gents. Shout out to Habit. Hi, Bookie. Shout out to Prodigy. May he rest in peace. But shout out to Havoc. Hi, Bookie. Put your ball in yourself. Be who you are. Don't be anybody else. Be your real, unique self. Because people gonna come through and they gonna tell you to, you know what I mean, conform and all that. I'm not big on a conformist situation. So just be who you are. And I think that's all that I have to say. Doc.
Ma'am.
I got questions.
Look, hopefully we get some answers. I have questions too. But with my questions, I have theories too. And with my questions, I have confusion too.
I was being nice, but I got all of that going on in my head too. Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Baby, thank you for being here. I want to say that.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure when you let me jump in with you and talk about stuff from everything from hip hop to VHS tapes to the Diddy Do It cases and all this weird stuff. I greatly appreciate you sharing your platform with me. Let me come on.
Yeah, you big girl. Questions. Hey, you big purr, we got questions and we need some answers. But thank you for being here tonight. I appreciate you so much. We got to get out of here, but we got questions. We got questions. I don't know. We got to go, but we got questions. I'm going to end the show tonight by saying, before, let me make sure everything is right. We got questions. And we want answers. And we talk. Good night, Doc. I love you. Bye.
Good night.
We got questions.
Oh, geez.